Ephesians chapter 5, starting in verse 15. It says this: "See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord." In verse 20, "giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ." Lord, we thank you for this little devotional thought, and we just pray that we would listen to your word and do what it tells us. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm not going to be long. I have kids, so I realize if you're a parent in here with children, that within about 10 minutes they'll be crawling right over your head, so I don't want that for you. But luckily it's dark, so I can't see it, and I don't think anyone else can, so let them have a good time. I had planned on this morning, I had this great idea, I thought. I was going to find the very first place in the Bible where it talked about someone just giving thanks to God. And so that was my plan. And I figured there's got to be somewhere in Genesis where there's just spontaneous thanksgiving given to God. Maybe when Noah and his family are safely carried through the flood and deposited on dry land with a rainbow to prove that God would never do that again. Or with Abraham at 100 years old and his wife Sarah at 90 years old, when they have Isaac, the child of promise. I thought at least Abraham would give thanks there. Sarah, she might not give thanks for a little while. But Abraham would, you know. Man, I got my son. And not there, then I figured with Jacob, when his son, Joseph, that he thought was dead, and he turns out he's the most powerful man in Egypt besides the Pharaoh, I thought there's got to be thanksgiving there. Or from Joseph himself, coming from the ashes of prison and betrayal to being vice president of Egypt. Incredible. But guess what? Nowhere in the book of Genesis is there thanksgiving. Well, Exodus, there's got to be thanksgiving in Exodus where the people are under bondage and in slavery and they start to pray and God answers their prayer. And Moses comes and there's 10 plagues and they're delivered from Egypt. And they cross the Red Sea on dry land. Manna is given to them. Water's given to them. They're protected from the enemies. There's got to be thanksgiving in there, right? Nope. No thanksgiving in Exodus. In fact, you don't see any thanksgiving until chapter 7 of the book of Leviticus. And there, the thanksgiving is commanded from God, not spontaneous. It's God saying, be thankful. In fact, it's a whole sacrifice that is surrounding and for the whole purpose of giving thanks to God. I thought, that's amazing. 2.5 books of the Bible, a couple thousand years minimally of history, and there's not one recorded instance of thanks. What's up with that? Why is that? If you're a parent and you have kids, I think you might understand why. We naturally tend to just, we want to take things for granted, don't we? That's our natural state. Our natural state, kids show it, unless they're trained otherwise. They show, hey, I'm just going to take things for granted. What child comes down in the morning, dressed up for school, and looks at their mom and says, "Mom, thank you so much for giving me clean clothes to wear this morning." None. What child sits down at the breakfast table and looks at their mom and says, "Mom, thank you so much for taking time and going shopping and buying us oatmeal for breakfast." Even dad struggled with that one. What child gives thanks to their mom for a dry, clean towel after they get done with the bath? What child gives thanks to their mom for wrestling them down and getting that eye goober out before they go to the bus stop? What child gives thanks for getting the knots out of my hair? What child gives thanks that their dad is just a stallion? Kids don't naturally give thanks. Why is that? Because the default natural tendency of humans is to just take things for granted. This is the way it is. We take things for granted. We have to be trained in order to learn to be thankful and to have attitudes of gratitude. It takes training. So in the New Testament, what you see is you can barely go one or two pages in the New Testament without there being some commandment or some requirement or some, hey, give thanks. It's sprinkled throughout the New Testament. Be thankful. Training. Show gratitude. So that's why in verse 20 of Ephesians, Paul says this, really summing up that section. He's going to move into the male-female relationship in the next verse. He says this, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Giving thanks in all things. So what does that mean, Matt? Giving thanks in all things. Does that mean I need to thank God for bleeding athlete's foot? That's hard. Does that mean I need to thank God for the time I got shish kebabbed in the eye with a rusty shrimp fork? I love that. Just a great eye picture right there. Just put something in your mind. Don't you thank God that my cat got run over yesterday? Is that what's being said? It's saying give thanks for all things. What does that mean? It seems a little weird, strange. I can't give thanks for those things. I love what Matthew Henry, he's a guy from the 1700s, just a phenomenal man of God. His commentary is still one of the best-selling commentaries on the Bible 300 years later. He, one evening, was going home. On the way home, he was robbed. He got home, sat down at his desk, he pulled out his journal, and he wrote three things in his journal that night after being robbed. Let me read for you what three things he wrote. He wrote number one. He said, Lord, thank you that he never robbed me before. Acknowledging that, you know what? God's protected me for 50 years so far. There's been protection. I've taken that for granted, that I have not been robbed every day of my life. I'm not taking that for granted anymore. Thank you that he never robbed me before, number one. Number two, he said, thank you that he took my wallet and not my life. Things could have been much worse. Things have been much worse for other people. And then thirdly, he says, thanks that I was robbed and not the robber. By God's grace, I'm not the guy out there needing to rob others in order to pay my bills. Thank you that I was the robbed and not the robber. That's biblical thanks. That's Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20. Giving thanks always for all things. It doesn't mean thanks that I got robbed. It's thanks that I've never been robbed before. It's thanks that he took my wallet and not my life. It's thanks that I got robbed and I'm not a robber. Thanks for your grace. That's what's being said. And as Christians, we can always do that because we have this promise in Romans 8:28 that says, look, for you as a believer, all things are working together for good to those that love God and are called according to his purpose. We can always find something to be thankful for. Well, I've got an objection, you know. So there's thanksgiving all throughout the New Testament. Why is God so concerned about you and me being thankful? Why can't I be a grouch? I like it. Why does God want me to be thankful? I don't have time right now. I know that the young natives are getting restless. But here's what they found, and I've got study after study that shows this. What they found is this. Unthankful people become unhappy people. That's what they found. We think it's the other way around, that people are unhappy because they don't have anything to give thanks for or something. We usually think it's the other way around. But what they've shown in study after study is this. No. People that have a bent in life that is unthankful, ungrateful, end up becoming very unhappy people. Because happiness is not based upon your possessions. It's not. And God says, I want you guys to be happy people. I want deep down in your core there to be this happiness, this joy, this overflowing. And I designed you and I realized in order for you to be a happy person, you must be a thankful person. Because thankful people become happy people. And so that's why throughout the Bible it's commanded be happy or be thankful. Give thanks. Find a reason. Give thanks in everything. There are dozens of verses that command that. Give thanks. And so we are going to take communion. And so the guys that are doing communion can be released to pass it out. Howard's going to lead us in a song as it's passed out. But as you're sitting there in the dark, if you can get your wife or your kids, try to huddle up and just take a 30 seconds or a minute and just have your kids say, hey, this is what I'm thankful for. Wife, husband, this is what I'm thankful for. So take a couple minutes as Howard is singing and just list off the things that you had to be thankful for and watch and see just this glow of happiness that starts in your heart.